number two of helpful information, thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the man in charge of medical info here on the Good Day program. Our Good Day Weekend live broadcast occurs every week, 52 weekends a year. This show is here to be at your service, of service, 888-553-7536. Medical headlines of the week. I remember we talked last week about how laughter, optimism is so good for those who want to live longer. Somebody said to me yesterday, Ken, that the essence of what they thought were the good people who are happy all the time didn't seem to live as long as those people who are angry and nasty.
I remember that's not my experience at all.
Right. Yeah, I think it's the other way around. I think,
absolutely.
And that's what we want to think, that it's the other way around. Medical breakthroughs of the week to be discussed here, and the news exercise and what it does to your heart. Interesting news about those of us who exercise. Some people do it to excess. And what does it cause? What's the worry here?
Exactly. This is out of the Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. You have to really think about exercise like a drug. A little bit is good, but too much can be harmful. And this study reports that extreme exercise, such as marathons, may actually permanently damage the heart and trigger rhythm abnormalities that can result in actually causing death. The safe upper limit for heart health is a maximum of an hour a day, after which there's little benefit to the individual. And physical activity can be highly effective. It can prevent and treat many diseases, including coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, heart failure, and obesity. But extreme endurance training can actually lead to transient structural cardiovascular changes, Doug. And over months and years of repetitive injury, this can lead to the development, are you ready, of patchy scarring of certain areas of the heart and abnormal heart rhythms.
Wow. 888-553-7536. Let's meet Greg, who's in Hanover, Pennsylvania, listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Greg, you're on with Dr. Ken. We'd like to know what your problem is.
Well, I got a lump that comes and goes down around my belt area on the bottom, I'd say the right side of my back. You can actually move it with your fingers, left, right, up, down. It's very painful, and it can be anywhere from a pea size to about a half dollar size.
My best guess, you know, lumps on the back can be due to a long list of things, but my best guess is that this is a cyst or a sebaceous cyst. There are some other things that can be causing this. You can get what's called a lipoma, which is a fat accumulation of fat, even skin cancer. It doesn't sound like that, but sometimes back lumps can be due to moles, melanoma, even an abscess, which is an infection, accumulation of infected material. This sounds most likely like a cyst. Have you had a doctor take a look at it?
They've done x-rays. Actually, one doctor did an MRI. I've seen at least three doctors on this already. The last one said, well, nothing's showing up on the x-ray or anything else. And, yeah, you got a big lump there right now. And we want to maybe do exploratory surgery.
What happened with the MRI? It was normal? That doesn't make any sense.
Everything was normal.
Did that surprise the doctor?
Yes.
That doesn't compute. But, I mean, it may have been normal, but they didn't report anything in that location?
He felt the big lump and moved it around and everything else, and yes, it was very painful.
And the MRI didn't report a cyst in that area? I would go... This doesn't compute. You need a. I wouldn't have been happy with that MRI.
Well, I wasn't happy at all because it gets to the point sometimes I can barely walk.
Did your doctor think about repeating the MRI?
No, he didn't.
It sounds to me like you may need.
He wanted to do exploratory.
Well, I would, if I was you, I would probably do a contrasted MRI. before I did that, because it's hard for me to believe, especially if they focus on the area that if it's as big as you say it is, why they didn't see anything. That just doesn't compute.
Confucius said that's confusing. That's the bottom line, sir.
That would be my best guess would be to go to another go to another doctor, like an orthopedic doctor, and let an orthopedic doctor evaluate you and think about repeating that MRI.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. The FDA has approved Horizons for shingles. We'll talk about that in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, and more of your calls for sure, and email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. 13 past the hour now.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift, only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
I was shocked, frankly, this week, Ken, to see that former President George Bush can't walk any longer. And one wonders what the state of his health is. Jeb Bush, I think, has been interviewed in a lot of...
Doesn't he have Parkinson's disease?
Does George Bush, the father, have Parkinson's?
Yes.
He's 87. I don't know. Maybe you can find out. I always liked the father. I don't have much use for the two sons.
Speaks highly of you.
I do like the old man, though. And I didn't realize that he couldn't walk any longer. This was news to me.
Yeah, that was announced. I heard that this week.
Yeah.
And I believe it's the advancement of I believe he has Parkinson's.
Really?
Just too much skydiving, I guess.
One wonders, he's been very active all of his life. Does stuff like that affect, can it do, I mean, you say that not being facetious, is that something that people who do a lot of skydiving need to look out for?
Well, apparently he recently was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which is a problem with the muscles, the motor activity that originates in the brain and controlling the muscles. And it's felt that, at his age, I believe he's about 87.
87, yeah.
And the combination of the wear and tear on his body, he's been such an active guy, and, as good a specimen as he is, the combination of the wear and tear and then getting diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, I think that's how you'd explain it.
Wow. 888-553-7536. Let's talk to Dick, who's in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
What can we do for you, sir?
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I just had a couple of questions for you. I'm 73, and my problem is lower back, bulging discs, and some arthritis in my hips. So I've seen two doctors, and one prescribed diclofenac sodium twice a day, 75 milligrams.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Okay, and the other one, I had an epidural, and he prescribed ibuprofen 800 milligrams three times a day.
Similar
kind of drug. Not taken together.
Right. They're both non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Okay. My question is, I've been taking them for about 3 months. Is there long-term effects on these things that I should be worried about?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just unclear. They were prescribed at different times?
Yes.
But not at the same day?
No.
Okay, different times in the course of the months that you've been having this issue.
That's correct.
Well, this is the challenge of medicine, the yin-yang, because if you don't do something about this, the quality of your life is going to be horrible, and you're not even, you talk about getting depressed because you have migraine headaches. You're going to get depressed because of all this back trouble you have,
yep.
And you need a solution. And then you start worrying about the solution to your back pain, and that creates wear and tear. There's no doubt, Dick, that long-term use of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can, not absolutely, but can lead to wear and tear on your stomach lining, and it also can lead to heart attacks. But this needs to be balanced on what's the risk of not using it versus the risk of using it. And these are complicated questions that, you know, we need to look at your back. You know, are there any other solutions to your back? You know, I'm not eager to have you go to back surgery because that should only be a last resort. You know, don't fall off the chair, but have you been to the chiropractor also?
Yep.
And so they can't do anything for you either?
Not really. One of the doctors that prescribed this has suggested two hip replacements. The other fellow with the epidural suggested I just continue with the epidural.
Did you talk to the orthopedic doctor about whether there are, you know, doctors use the terms definitive treatment for your problem so that you're not going to be on lifelong need for the drugs? Did you have a heart-to-heart with the doctor?
Not really, no. As a matter of fact, I'm going this coming week.
Well,
so
that's what you need to do. You need to ask with a combination of either physical therapy, chiropractic, whether there are some options for you other than just chronic pain chronic anti-inflammatories, which a short course of it may be ideal, but you know, I can't tell you whether that's the only option you have. But certainly getting into some physical therapy is just very helpful. That they can teach you exercises that you can use. There are injections, as you've discussed. You know, there are medicines that are used at times. Even low-dose antidepressants sometimes are very effective. That can get you off of using all the time the anti-inflammatories. You can also substitute at times using acetaminophen instead of the anti-inflammatories. But, you know, this is where you need to talk to the doctor who's treating you to try to maybe mix up some of the medicines so you have maybe less of the long-term side effects.
If you haven't been to any of the Boston hospitals, perhaps that's a good route for you to take.
Ask about spinal decompression. This is a procedure that the chiropractors actually provide. And I have seen, you know, I'm as traditionally trained as they come, but I have seen some amazing results with this. I'm not saying that it works for everybody, but and I can't believe it's a placebo because I've seen some people really help.
Hanging upside down on one of those tables, what do they call them when you have your ankles in the thing and you go upside down? I do it, but I don't remember what the tables are called. Tilt table, that's it. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, that may be something to look into as well. Dick, you got a problem. Hopefully we helped you to get to the bottom of it. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536.
Acupuncture also in massage.
Oh, yeah. Acupuncture is great. Great, great, great. You know how I love that. Speaking of backs, the FDA has approved a new drug for shingles. Mostly shingles bothers people in their back, right? Their upper back and stuff.
Anywhere on the skin. This is really a lot of hope. This is great news. I was so excited about this. The FDA this week approved Horizon for post-shingles pain. It's a drug that's currently actually being used for restless leg syndrome to treat a common and painful complication of shingles, is what the FDA advanced the indications for this drug this week. Horizon, you know, it's also known as gabapentin, and it's been approved to treat the post-herpetic neuralgia in adults. And maybe we can, I guess we've got the time coming up. I want to say a little bit more about post-herpetic neuralgia when we come back.
21 after on Good Day Weekend.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Now, 23 minutes after the hour, Good Day Weekend program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is here to discuss what's going on with you and your body, and we'll take some more of your calls. Let's get back. Well, we actually had a couple of postscripts here. Ken wanted to talk more about this shingle drug, and I think also we've stayed sort of in the back. And most people think shingles are a problem in the back. I had them in my forehead. Remember that? I think when I first got to meet you, I had shingles just over my eye.
Well, exactly. Shingles is a, I hope you never have it, but it's an
awful,
interesting problem. You get chicken pox as a child, and you think you get rid of that virus, but it lives in the nerves throughout your life. And decades later, usually when you're 60 or older, it gets resurrected, and it comes out, and it grows out through the nerve distributions of the body. And you can see it in any nerve distribution in the body, and it's incredibly painful. And about 10% of people who get shingles will go on to develop this postherpetic neuralgia. It causes pain in the area affected by the shingles. It's often in the torso, Doug, and it can last for months or even years after the initial infection. And in the past, we really had no good specific treatment for it. And now the FDA has approved this week Horizon specifically for postherpetic neuralgia. This is really good news.
Very interesting. So somebody else called and had the same problem, the gentleman who had the lump in his back, and apparently he got the steroid shots that took care of it. How would that work, Ken?
Well,
how would that work?
It depends on what the cause is. And, you know, I don't know whether he had some scar tissue there or he had had a back injury to that point. Those are the things that usually can help, but you just can't give what we call shotgun therapy without knowing what the diagnosis is. And if there's an abscess there and you start injecting steroids, that's not going to be a good thing.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronos. Here's Bob in northern Minnesota with a recently diagnosed problem. Go ahead, Bob. You're with Dr. Ken right now.
Hi, I just got diagnosed with atrial defibrillation. Is that how you call it there, Bob?
Atrial fibrillation. Welcome to the club of several million Americans.
68 years old, no heart problems. I was exercising and had shortness of breath and pain in my chest and all that, and finally figured out that I better do something about it. yesterday did an EKG on me, and that was the diagnosis.
My father, sir, got the diagnosis at age 50. He lives to be 91. Not likely it's going to knock. It's not responsible for knocking you off, is it, Ken, unless
there's
some other complication?
It can, if it's not treated properly. Bob, atrial fibrillation, it's a unfortunately very common abnormal rhythm of the electrical system of the heart. The upper part of the heart, it beats like a bag of worms very rapidly. And what it can do, two issues. It can make the bottom of the heart beat too rapidly, so we have to control the rapid beating of the bottom of the heart. We do that with medications. We also often will try to convert this abnormal upper part into regular rhythm if we can. But the big issue is that chaotic contraction of the upper part of the heart can clot the blood, and these clots in the blood can be propelled to the brain and cause a stroke. So often what we'll do, depending on your risk factors, we'll consider giving you rather a strong blood thinner to lower the risk of you having a stroke.
Yeah, that's what they did yesterday. They prescribed, I don't know what the first medication was, but I know the second one was a blood thinner.
Yeah, my father's experience, if I may throw this in, over the years, what is it? It wasn't digitoxin, but it was something. He had one for one problem. Then he had Coumadin and went back and forth. And finally, the thickness of the blood is what caused his last stroke. And it does. The medication causes stroke. Do you take any magnesium?
No, I don't. No.
What do you think, Ken?
Well, you know, if your level is low, magnesium is a good thing. As long as you have good kidney function, it's important to keep all the minerals, the sodium, the potassium, the magnesium, the calcium. All of these ions or these chemicals keep the balance of the electrical activity of the heart in line. What I want to make sure, Bob, is at your age, you want to make sure the coronaries are okay. I hope they're evaluating your coronaries in some manner. I also want to make sure your thyroid is not extra active. I hope you had an echocardiogram to make sure the heart valves are okay, looking at the sizing of your heart. Also, lung issues can lead to atrial fibrillation. So you need a good, thorough doctor who's looking at all the possible reasons why you can have this. So to first think why you had it. It can be just a natural problem of aging, but usually there's other issues combined. Not always, but usually there is something else there.
There you go, Bob. Take good care of it and take good care of yourself. 888-553-7536. Sheryl Crow has a brain tumor, diagnosed as being benign. Dr. Ken will comment on that and more of your calls, of course, coming up at 888-553-7536, half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I almost gave away a few minutes of your life. 33 past the hour as the Good Day Weekend program continues with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us at 888-553-7536. We were talking a little about Sheryl Crow, who this week announced she had a benign brain tumor. She had breast cancer in 2006. So what's going on in her body? Very athletic, great looking. She's a little skinny for me, but she's actually pretty healthy, isn't she? Or she has that wonderful, she has a great glow around her. There's something
she
about
does.
Her that's
she's
very,
50 years old. Yeah. As you mentioned, in 2006, she was treated for cancer of the breast. And apparently, lately, she's been noting that she's been losing her memory. And she was so concerned about it that she went and had an MRI of the brain. And lo and behold, they discovered a meningioma. Meningiomas are the most common types of tumors of the brain. About 90% of them are benign. They're not actually inside the brain, but there's a skin that is actually around the brain and the spinal cord. It's called the meninges. This separates the actual brain tissue from the skull. This kind of tumor grows in this covering of the brain called the meninges. It's called a meningioma. And I can't say whether it's actually causing her forgetfulness, inability to remember. You can't immediately think that the two are related. It depends where the meningioma is located. And apparently, they're just going to watch this. These are treated either by surgery or directed radiation. Very interestingly, there was a report a few months ago about excessive dental x-rays increasing the risk of meningiomas. But why we get them, you know, I don't think we really know. There may be some genetic tendency, but the true cause of these things are not well understood.
All right. There's some more information on that. So a lot of people are concerned. And when somebody who's well-known comes down with something like this, it really does help to underscore. And it's a good example at what expense, but it's really something when it becomes a part of the public discourse, more information, and that's really what is key here, more information about it becomes available. 888-553-7536. Today, Dr. Ken and I start our sixth year of doing this program together. It's been been a wonderful way for lots of people to learn lots of things about themselves and others. There was a actually there's a follow-up caller here. Michael, where am I going? Jack, okay. Jackson Anderson, South Carolina, has some advice for the caller whose name was Dick, the fellow who had the back pain problem. Jack, thanks for the call. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. I hope everybody's fine.
Thanks, Jack.
Dr. Ken, I'm a little older than the gentleman who called you. However, I have right next to my coccyx and the first vertebrae has stenosis, and I've had pain in my back down there for a long, long time. I went to a doctor, had some X-rays done, and she told me I should go, of course, for a CAT scan and see what all was going on down in there. I can't do that right now because I'm the caregiver for my wife who's had spine surgery. Mm-hmm. So she prescribed 6 Tylenol a day, three times a day, and a compounded cream. The cream is compounded down in Alabama. I cannot tell you the name of it. I could give you the ingredients if I were home and could email you or something like that. But
sure, email us the name of the product. But there's a lot of very good patches out there for mild to moderate pain. The problem is it sounds like this gentleman was dealing with really severe back pain.
Yeah. Well, mine has been pretty severe for a long time, and this stuff has, this type of treatment has virtually done away with the pain. I don't have any anymore.
That sounds great. Email me the product. I'd love to review it.
Yep. Good job. Send it to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, Jack. Thanks very much for your help. 888-553-7536. Speaking of email, somebody wants to know about cell phones connected to monitors. Apparently, this person had a small heart monitor linked to a cell phone and wonders whether this is, will it work as this description, apparently this is an ad this person is talking about, warning hospitals that a patient's about to suffer a heart attack. Do you use this a Bluetooth device? You use anything like that?
I'm not quite sure I know what device.
It's not explained here. The question comes, apparently this Bluetooth device records and sends electrocardiograms, either ECGs or EKGs, of the user's heart, and it's supposed to be, it's made in India, and a lot of people in Japan apparently are using them. That's all I know. They're small monitors that do. Remember,
you have the brand name?
No.
Yeah?
No. But I'm wondering about, remember, this is something you do often. You put heart monitors. I remember when you were first getting to know me, you wanted to know how my heart was working. Didn't we use a monitor of some sort? But
sure.
It kept the information
sure.
on the device itself, so you had to download it. So would
sure.
this just be a way of getting information, instead of having it downloaded, it sends it directly to some place that may be in your office or a doctor's office?
The way we currently transmit it is over the phone line, and this is just a way to do it over the Internet.
Yeah. All right. So maybe that's what it is. It's using.
That's what it sounds like to me. And those devices are out there.
Right. 888-553-7536. All right. Looks to me like Angie is calling us from Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Angie.
Hello.
What's going on with you?
Well, I heard him talking with a guy who had the pain in his back, and he mentioned low-dose depression sometimes. Low-dose depression medicine is sometimes used. And I talked to him a few months ago because I had an MRI and he mentioned decompression and stuff. But my doctor's wanting, and I've done the 3 shots in the back. I have 4 herniated discs in my lower lumbar and a couple a little bit higher. And she's wanting me to use Cymbalta, which is a depression medicine. I see commercials about it on TV. But she's wanting me to use that for pain. And I don't want to, but I told her I'd think about it. So I wonder what he thought of that.
Well, your doctor is not dreaming. You're right. Cymbalta's main indications for major depressive disorders, but it has a lot of different uses: diabetic neuropathy, fibromyalgia. generalized anxiety disorder, chronic musculoskeletal pain, even stress incontinence. So it's a drug that it has amazing number of indications. And, you know, it's hard for me to tell you whether it's the right drug for you over the phone, but your doctor's not dreaming about possible effectiveness of this drug. You know, maybe what you need is somebody to examine you and give you a second opinion and maybe reassure you that this is the only option, or because it sounds to me like you are very uneasy about taking it, and that's probably the only way you're going to get peace of mind.
Well, I've been trying to lose weight, you know, so I can get off all my medicine. So that's the biggest thing, is it feels like I'd be putting another hurdle there for another medicine. But is it better to do that long term than ibuprofen? Does ibuprofen hurt you?
Ibuprofen is a good drug to use short term, but long term there are definite issues with it.
All right, ma'am.
Tylenol is supposed to be bad, right? Because it hurts your liver.
Well, long term, it depends how the rest of your liver is, and you know that's just something that needs to be followed. In every little pill, there's a little bit of poison, but there's a lot of good things, and there's you have to really figure out the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. There's no perfect solution for any of this.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thanks
losing
the
weight. That is definitely
very
helpful
thing.
Here.
888-553-7536. Jerry's in Laurelville, Ohio. Jerry, where's Laurelville? I know Ohio pretty well, but I don't know where Laurelville is.
It's southeast of Circleville or northeast of Chillicothe, about 16, 18 miles.
Chillicothe. All right, got it. So what's going on with you?
Hey, approximately 5 years ago, I was living in Huntington, West Virginia, and I got on one of these little gas-powered scooters, little skateboard with an engine on it, and I'm 53 years old now, but about 48 years old, I didn't belong on it to begin with.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get the Dummy of the Day award.
yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
But I took off on this thing, and the next thing I remember, I'm walking down an alley, and I'm bleeding, and long story short, I had a collapsed lung. I hit something, don't know what happened, still don't. But my problem now is I noticed in my right hip, I cannot walk long distances. I've lost a couple jobs because of it. And what happens is the more I walk, there's a pain that starts developing in my right hip, and it works down my right leg. And then if I keep, and then it starts hurting. The longer I walk, if I don't stop the rest, the more it hurts. And then it also will go down my left leg, but it focuses on my right leg, and all the muscles, the longer I walk, will tighten up and start to strain and burn.
Jerry,
did you have any
imaging of the hip? Did you maybe tear something around the hip, or, you know, the worst case, fractured? Sounds like you did some trauma to the area.
That's what I'm thinking. Whenever I hear it, they did an X-ray. They did not do an MRI. They did an X-ray and found nothing, but it has not gone away. It's the same thing. The longer I can walk and do Walmart, stop and go, I'm fine. But if you gave me $1 million just to walk a mile without stopping, I couldn't do it. I'd be lucky to make it a quarter mile because the pain would get so, you know, so intense. I'd have to stop, and when you stop, it goes away, and then I can continue on. It comes and goes, but I just cannot do it. I cannot walk. I mean, long distances, and it starts to slowly develop in that hip area. I wonder if I just should maybe just get an MRI. I don't know what could possibly be. What could it be?
Well, there are tissues around the hip that can tear from trauma, and it certainly could be that. It could be a small fracture. There could be a bursitis there. That's a fluid-filled sac around the tissue and joints that become inflamed.
I was thinking it possibly could be have something to do with the nerves, because I can't understand how it could affect so much of the leg. All the muscles in the leg, the right leg, it affects them.
What about the low back? How is that?
Well, I was in a motorcycle accident in 85, and I crushed my L1, L2, and L3.
That's crazy.
And I've always had a back problem since 85.
Because, you know, that certainly could be operating here. Jerry, it sounds to me you need a good, friendly orthopedic doctor, and I think you have some MRIs in your future.
Yeah.
Actually, I figured I just want to get your advice, and that way I'm about to go get that taken care of. Thank you very much.
Good
Stay
luck.
The hell away from the motorcycles and the scooters, too, while you're at it. 888-55. Isn't it amazing? People, remember that song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, I Don't Want to Go to School? Yeah, none of us want. And it makes you feel good if you can handle some of these things. But if you can't, as in the circuit, look at the slight is this. People take chances, Ken, and then the amazing thing that happens just in a second that'll affect the rest of your life. Not that we are not to take chances. You're talking about George Bush and you know, being the jumper that he was. Sometimes it's just... You have the desire to do something, you have a challenge, and people feel like, yeah, I can do it. But in a second, something can happen. Again, you take chances. It's what life is all about.
I think that's why not all, but many doctors live boring lives.
Yeah, there you go. 888-553-7536. Here's Mario in Burbank, another KFWB listener. Go ahead, Mario. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, good morning, doctor. I have a daughter, which is she's 22 years old. And she has a lupus. I've been wondering what kind of medication should improve her health, and what she can eat or what she cannot eat, you know, so she can get better in condition.
You said lupus, right?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so. Mary. Yeah, lupus is a challenging but usually treatable disease. It's one of these autoimmune problems where the body's immune system is supposed to take care of us. It actually starts attacking the body. And you can get symptoms throughout the body, fatigue, fever, joint pain, stiffness. It's characterized by that butterfly rash on the face that covers the cheeks, the bridge of the nose. And you can get certain skin lesions that get worse with the sun. People get short of breath, chest pain, dry eyes, headaches. I see these folks because they are predisposed to coronary disease as a heart doctor. They get problems in the brain. They get problems in the kidneys. It's a issue that it's a disease that can affect throughout the body. The main doctors who take care of this are the rheumatologists. I hope your daughter has a very good rheumatologist.
Yeah, and do you think that she can take probiotic and omega-3 to improve?
Well, you know, those are things that can hurt, but if you have a rip-roaring significant case of lupus, you're going to need traditional prescription drugs. We use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We use anti-malarial drugs like Plaquenil. Corticosteroids are often used. And these newer drugs, so-called immune suppressants, these are very good for the really severe cases. And there's a long list of them. But these are complicated drugs. These are drugs that most doctors have no experience using, and only the rheumatologists really have experience with these drugs. So, Mario, please make sure your daughter, you sound like a great dad, has a very good rheumatologist. Fish oil, vitamin D, flaxseed from the alternative side have all been shown to be of some help, but they're not treatments independent of anything else. They just complement the rest of the traditional therapy. So, yes, fish oil, vitamin D, and flaxseed are wonderful complements or alternative treatments, but not exclusive to traditional medicine.
Thank you, Dr. You've been wonderful.
All right,
Mario,
sir.
Good luck.
Good to hear from you. It's 888-553-7536. That's the way you get to Dr. Ken. We have more time for more of your calls. We'll do that. And a couple of more items here. At least there was one, it seems to me, the story about ginseng and what that does for cancer patients. That ought
more
to be
good news.
Yeah, all right. So good news coming out, good medical news on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service and on your side on Good Day. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Got a hot rod car. Got a one-way ticket to the open road. Come on.
53 minutes after the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. He blogs all the time on his website, drkenshow.com. You click on the upper right-hand corner there. Check that out. We also have our weekly newsletter this week. Ken, would you like to highlight again some of the things people sign up for it easily? drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. If you look to Dr. Ken's picture, you see him as the co-host of the Good Day Weekend program. Click on that, goes to the newsletter, and you can just put your email address in, sign up for it. We're not going to try to sell you anything. It's just all about information, updated, important stuff.
Practical information based on the breaking medical news, the research done throughout labs throughout the world. Information quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, maybe live longer. This week we're talking about cutting-edge ways to treat cancer with some of the newer medications that have been proven and evidence-based. And each week we choose a different topic, and it's easy to sign up for. It's free, and all it is chock full of easy-to-understand practical information.
Dr. Ken is the expert. He is a great proponent of physical activity, maintaining, excuse me, a healthy weight, always talking about your waistline where it needs to be, the carbs that you intake, what you're eating, the kinds of things that a responsible physician would be advising, especially a heart physician who deals every day with people who have high cholesterol. And in your practice, you found this all-natural solution which lowers cholesterol without drugs. And this has been a godsend for a lot of the folks that come in and out of your clinic, right?
Yeah, this is very helpful for people who don't yet have significant plaquing in the coronaries. They just have very high numbers, and they're looking for a nice way to get them down to avoid all this havoc. Because high cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, and strokes. And as a cardiologist, I do always look for the safest, most effective ways to lower cholesterol in my patients. And this new all-natural natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are called triglycerides. And users, they report excellent results in only 30 days. It's safe, FDA registered. Cardiol's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
The benefits of Cardiol, not only does it lower cholesterol and triglycerides, but it's a multivitamin for your heart, which is kind of a cool concept when you get right down to it. Every one of these capsules has 550 milligrams of omega-3s. That's like the usual standard fish oil pill times 3. B vitamins for energy, good for your immune system, antioxidants like CoQ10 and resveratrol, bioflavonoids. All of these things are there for you to try. The free trial is a 30-day deal. You call Cardiol at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Or you go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Just click on Dr. Ken's free trial. 30 days free, so you can see for yourself. You pay only $8.95 shipping and handling. You should just take advantage of the opportunity. It's free. Try it. You certainly are going to like the results. Cardiol.net/Ken for Dr. Ken's free trial, or 888-809-6424. Here's Virginia.
Quickly about ginseng.
Yeah.
Annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Great news. You know anyone who has cancer, you have cancer. Ginseng appears to help relieve the fatigue. It's experienced by 90% of people with cancer. 2,000 milligrams of pure ground American ginseng root taken daily. The label should read that it's pure ground root of ginseng and not an extraction. The extraction is with alcohol in it, and it can add an estrogen-like effect and actually promote breast cancer. Make sure you have the pure ginseng root.
All right. We have about 60 seconds, Judy, for you in Rochester, New Hampshire. Please ask your question quickly of Dr. Ken.
Okay. I have a leaky valve. I don't want surgery. I've had it for years.
Leaky heart valve.
Yes.
All right. What did you do, Ken?
Judy, real quickly, which valve is it?
I'm not sure which one it is.
Aortic or mitral?
I think aortic.
Okay. And is your heart enlarging?
No, but I have a very good, strong heartbeat.
Are they recommending surgery?
Yes, they have been for years, and I've been trying to avoid it.
Do you know why, Judy?
Yes, because of the recovery, and I'm older. And
Judy, we're running out of time because this is a complicated issue. And if you need it, you need it, because there are no real medical treatments for this. And
hi.